Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. 14 of the region's premier seed stock operations will be featured on the NDSA's 34th Annual All Breeds Cattle Tour, October 4th and 5th in the Devil's Lake area. We are excited to welcome guests to the 2021 All Breeds Cattle Tour, said Tour Chairman Steve Gilgi of Rolette. Several different breeds will be showcased on the tour, and the hosts are all committed to producing high-quality cattle that can be profitable for seed stock and commercial cattle producers alike. Registration begins at 7 a.m. on October 4th at the tour headquarters, the Fireside Inn in Devil's Lake. The bus will depart from there at 7:45 a.m. for a stop at Midway Pulled Herefords of Cheyenne, where breakfast will be served. Next, the tour will travel to Top Angus of Grace City. Following that stop will be Spickler Ranch north of Glenfield, where lunch will be served. Farnsworth Angus of McHenry will also have their cattle on display. Later, the tour will depart for Jallo Angus Ranch of Fordville, where guest Bina Charlays of Lawton will be featured. Then, the tour will stop at Ellingson Semitals of Dahlin, and lastly, for day one, to Michigan to visit Grassy Meadow Ranch. A 5:45 p.m. social and 6:30 supper at Grassy Meadow Ranch's sale facility will conclude the day. The tour will resume October 5th with a 7:30 registration and an 8 a.m. departure from the Fireside Inn for visits to Lazy W Angus Ranch of Candu, where breakfast will be provided. Next, the tour will visit Nelson Angus Ranch of Eglind, where Johnson Bros Angus, also of Eglind, will have cattle on display before heading to McCumber Angus Ranch of Rolette, where lunch will be provided. Then tour goers will visit Gerleg Angus of Rolette, and lastly, Kevinner Semitel Ranch of Leeds before returning to the hotel at approximately 5 p.m. There is no cost to attend the tour. Pre-registration is not required but is encouraged for meal and bus planning purposes. To ensure a spot on the bus and be entered in a special incentive drawing for $250 cash, call 701-223-2522. Members of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association celebrated the organization's achievements, selected new leaders, and got it done in 2021 during the NDSA's annual convention and trade show held last week at the Holiday Inn in Fargo. NDSA members tapped 32-year member and New Rockford cattleman Jeff Schaefer for a second term as the organization's president, and Jason Leeseth, a 34-year member from Arnegard, was re-elected NDSA vice president. Elected directors include District 1 Director Erica Kenner of Leeds. Representing District 2 will be Wade Daly of Montpelier. From District 3, Craig Kemet of Tappan. District 4 Representative Wayne Hepper of Fort Yates. District 5 Director for another term Joe Shetler of Kildeer. And District 6 Director Kevin Hansen of Ryder. On Saturday afternoon, members voted on policy, the heart of the grassroots organization. While many resolutions were up and acted on, those of extreme interest included livestock mandatory reporting. The NDSA works to renew livestock mandatory reporting with the addition of contract library, including base price information, CRP, which has been in the headlines upon this drought. Livestock dealer insolvency, where the NDSA will urge the North Dakota Department of Agriculture and the North Dakota Ag Commissioner to release information regarding insolvent and/or suspended dealers through relevant media. And WOTUS, where the NDSA will work with the EPA, the Corps of Engineers, and other decision makers to ensure any new definition of WOTUS protects water quality, preserves the improvements achieved in the more recent rule, promotes economic growth, minimizes regulation, and respects private property rights. Convention highlights also included the Cattlemen's Education Series, which featured four stops at North Dakota State University. Friday featured an address from National Cattlemen's Beef Association President-elect Don Schiefelbein. Schiefelbein said, "While issues like taxes on Capitol Hill may come and go, there is one issue that keeps him up at night. The inner fighting always seems to occur in our beef industry. Our strongest position is united. How do we protect the interest of cattle producers?" Schiefelbein said. Saturday included a speaker showcase with presentations from Dr. Frank Mittlerner of the University of California, Davis, Will Coggan, Director of the Center for Consumer Freedom, and Daryl Richardson, Director of the North Dakota Agriculture Weather Network. On Saturday, we also featured our annual banquet and presented the award winners, including Top Hand Award winner Gene Harris of Killdeer, Rancher of the Year Award winners, the Haugen Ranch of Alexander, Honorary Brand Inspectors Jim and Mark Huseth, and Honorary Members Lisa Peterson and Robert Erbley with their awards. A full recap of the 92nd Annual Convention and Trade Show will be featured in the November issue of the North Dakota Stockman. For 92 years, the North Dakota Stockman's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham, signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.